So I feel much less sleepy than a couple of days ago. Though today I had a migraine, so I was doing some sleeping this morning. But generally in sitting, I feel much more awake. And I found the interviews a couple of days ago very helpful in lots of different ways. But the way that I've been using, particularly the last couple of days, is with acceptance. So right attitude. And using that with, when I've had a lot of thinking, I generally have a lot of thinking. But actually, just bringing more acceptance to thinking, a particular time, just noticing thinking, was more able to notice space without thinking. Well, that's what seemed to arise. And then just knowing there was nothing very much there. Mind was quite quiet. Just knowing that awareness was present.
ဒီနေ့မနေ့ကခေါင်းခိုက်တော့အဲ့တော့ခဏအိတ်လိုက်တယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုတစ်ခေါက်ကတရားစစ်တာနည်းနည်းတော်တော်ဟိုဘာဖြစ်တဲ့ထောက်ကူဖြစ်တဲ့အထူးသဖြင့်လက်ခံဖို့လက်ခံဖို့ဆိုတော့အထူးသဖြင့်သူအတွေးတွေကိုတွန်းတာအတွေးတွန်းတာကိုအတွေးမတွန်းမနဲ့လက်ခံလိုက်တော့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့အတွေးကြားထဲမှာမတွေးမှန်းလဲသိလာတယ်အင်းနောက်ပြီးတော့အမ်
So what I noticed after a while, I noticed with this like quiet mind and just noticing the knowing awareness, and I noticed tension. More tension starting to be there in the mind, and not wanting that. And then again, bringing in some acceptance that was there, that was okay. Something not directly coming out of that, but was to do with lobha, noticing lobha in different ways. One is when I think the mind gets a little bit excited. So there's a desire to really make the most of it, but it's slightly tainted. It feels inspired. It feels but slightly pushing. There's a pushing sort of energy. Yeah.
သူကအဲ့တော့အဲ့လိုငြိမ့်တာကိုလည်းသိတယ်ပြီးတော့စိတ်ကတင်းလိုက်လဲမကြိုက်တာမှန်းသိတယ်လက်ခံဖို့စိတ်ကိုပြန်ပြောတယ်ရတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒါနဲ့မပတ်သက်တာတစ်ခုဖြစ်တဲ့သူလက်ခံဖို့ပြန်သုံးတပ်ပြောသူစင်ကျင်လိုက်တာရတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့သူလောဘပါနေတာတွေ့တယ်ဟိုတစ်ဖက်ကစိတ်က
အားတက်တာဟိုအားထုတ်ခြင်းနဲ့အခုရှိတဲ့အချိန်လေးကိုအကောင်းဆုံးလုပ်ခြင်းလုပ်ခြင်းနဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့နည်းနည်းညစ်ကျေးပါတယ်ဆိုတာလည်းခံစားလို့သိလို့ရတယ်ဘာလို့လဲနည်းနည်းတွန်းနေတယ်နည်းနည်းတွန်းတိဖို့ပဲရေးကြည့်တာပါ
Yeah. It's just so long as you recognize it. Yeah.
No matter what we do, greed has a tendency to
Yeah, it
seems to always have a place.
Yeah,
he's a putujanas. Greedlings, he
said.
Whatever we do, we've been doing with greed for a very long time.
Yeah,
so it's not possible to say
don't.
Yeah, he says, although theoretically, it would be great to practice without greed. Since you can't tell someone not to have greed in practice because they will.
Yes.
So he says you just have to recognize greed, actually. Recognize greed, and as you recognize it over and over again, what it does and so on, and then understanding arises about it, that understanding can help to slowly mitigate the greed or reduce it.
So the
initial, you know, instruction to watch out for greed, because it's not helpful in the practice, he said it only helps us a little bit, but it doesn't get rid of all
of it. Yeah.
So maybe there won't be very strong grasping, but there'll be all these subtle ways that it tries to. Yeah.
I think also... the other way that I've noticed greed coming up is when the mind this morning with the migraine was felt very contracted, very tense, a lot of tension in mind and body.
He said that's the path. Recognize greed in each and every form and way and time. That it comes up.
It felt like with this contracted mass, it's very difficult to actually see anything. So seeing loba, seeing the, not the wanting it to go, because I've seen that many, many times, but the wanting, it was like practicing so that I would have some understanding, some wisdom in relation to pain and contraction.
Dine dine loba o shu ni ro loba jaung sik ka tin ni ra mi ya re re na bro ho di ta khu khu ma lo jin ne loba mho phe ne na le jin ne loba phit ne
pit nai na be
yeah
ya jin ne na le jin ne ba jin lo loba ga ba
lo yep comes in. When you spoke about acceptance, you were saying that it helped with acceptance of the thinking mind. He says, so why do you think that the mind didn't used to accept thinking mind before? What did it resist about?
It would accept it for a while, so it would semi-accept and then get frustrated. Get frustrated that it was still thinking. It was still thinking.
So what was the idea about thinking that made the mind resist it? I mean, like he said, so what? So what if the mind is thinking? So the mind must have some judgment about thinking mind, which makes it think it shouldn't be there. After all, mind is that which thinks. Right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So thinking mind is not a Dhamma to be removed, it's a Dhamma to be known.
I think it's partly because of the ease with which get lost in thinking.
That's when we're not skillful at recognizing that the thinking mind is a mind, and we instead get lost in the story. We get sucked into the story, the concepts. Once we can see that thinking mind is an object, he says, then we will not get lost in the story. Yeah.
Okay.
My mind is more quiet right now too, but I could notice there is greed when I am reading.
And you
when I'm reading the book, what I didn't see before, and I realize that there is greed to read more or more books. And then I observe the greed, and when the awareness was present, the greed decrease and disappear. And my experience is I was able to observe intention before the action happened, and it happened a couple times. Like, for example, I not only in the meditation, also in daily practice, in sitting meditation or lying meditation. Before I wanted to do something, I was aware for this intention.
Reading, yeah.
ชินสิทธิ์เนี่ยตัวอ่ะอถุยๆมาแล้วเนี่ยแหละไถ่นงแหล่ดงเดมะกောက်เอ้อหลบเปล่าเลยอ๋อไอ้เนี่ยเก้านะบ่อถุยๆชินสิทธิ์ก็เนี่ยน่ะสิครับ
Yeah, it's good to see intentions. He says intentions are there all the time.
Intention ว่าลงมาไม่ဘူးငြိမ်နေလည်းရှိတယ်
And intentions are not just there at before the action. They are there always through the action, and also when you're not moving, intentions are there. Intentions. Have you seen intentions when you are still not moving?
Yes. When I'm sitting, for example, then
time.
It looks for me like it's before, but.
Before sitting.
No, it looks not for me like before. Either.
Not like but when I'm sitting, there is see the intention, and then sometimes it happens, and sometimes not.
Sorry, you said when you're sitting.
When I'm sitting, then there is intention, for example, to change the posture.
Oh, change the posture, right. And I'll do.
Okay, he says, what other intentions do you know?
Like, for example, to put my hand up.
Left your man.
Or to do next step when I'm walking.
Let out lam man. He says, do you want to find the answer for yourself, or should he tell you the answer? If you want to find the answer, then he will give you a question.
Okay.
So, he said, intention is not only when you move. There's also intention when you're not moving. So, when you're not moving, he wants you to watch and see if you notice the intention when you are not moving. The intentions when you're not moving. Okay?
So, I came to this retreat with sadness, which was because of the events that happened right before the retreat. And I spent first couple of days just to settle my mind. I noticed that this sadness was just too overwhelming for me to handle. So the aim of my practice for several days was just to calm down. And the mind calmed down, then I felt that I'm ready to investigate. What is the cause of this sadness? Why is it so strongly there? Why am I holding on it? And I investigated actually the resistance to not to let it go. And for a while, there came an understanding that there is an idea in me or in my thinking that the way things should be. And the reality was different. And that difference caused me a lot of suffering because I was holding on to my view of how things should be rather than how the reality was. And soon after, I realized that it was a huge relief. Because then the mind kind of let go, at least for a while. Wow. Yeah, not completely, but for a while. And this moment when it kind of let go, it was also very strange, very, very happy moment in a sense that I felt for the first time that I was kind of part of the nature rather than I was separate from nature. But kind of accepting the nature as it was kind of shifted my mind also to feel that I'm also nature, not anything separate.
One and Rashirali.
No.
To Osama and Yang Melone, Piroma Bajan Seca Tunil, Luchire, Seca Ba Tunilas or Tachi and China Bamilas or Seca to Matama Chashire, Belo Pitilne, Nesura, to appear Pit Sura a Drake or Shiro or Pita Sanchin by Pinder.
A man of Pitching,
Error, we quarrel. Sika a yantu na boda ma phi se chin no a yantu na won ne re re a ra de bo pao lite a chain ma ta po wa re re a ra ro de bo pao ni rong bo re a khu ro tu won ne ni da ma
de lo we de bo pao da le su 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 da la
ma ema de bo pao lite a chain ma re tu na bro bo lo khan sa le so tu wa de ba wa lo we khan sa le re de ba wa ne kwe ni la mho tu wa ta ta de ba wa ta ta mho phe ne tu wa de ba wa lo le the Bawa, you know, to let the Bawa look at me. You
were sitting really, sitting at the Bawa.
Yeah.
Take at the Bawa, and now let her to let the Bawa people.
Yeah. He says, because all this is mind, right? All this, the sadness, all this experience is mind. And when you understand the nature of this experience, then this mind is also nature. And usually we're making me the mind, right? So then you feel that you're also nature. But you have to keep gathering more understanding. But as you know already, investigation can only be done when the mind is calmer. Yeah. But keep collecting.
Only the lesson.
The lessons, yeah.
There are no mystic, only the lesson. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's continuing from where I was the other time. That is, this time it looks like the mind has learned about right effort. So, because I had a lot of experience about wrong effort some time ago. And so there is a continuity in practice. It's not so difficult. It's not continuing. It's not this momentum. It's just easy.
Yeah.
သူကဝရိယထဲနိုင်တယ်တတိဆက်ဆက်တယ်အချိန်မရသေးဘူးเนาะဒါပေမဲ့တတိဆက်ဆက်အောင်လုံးနိုင်တယ်တဲ့သူစိတ်ကလွယ်ရတဲ့တတိဆက်ဆက်အောင်လုံး
တွန့်ကျင်နိုင်လွယ်တာပေါ့
Yeah so that's called skillfulness and that is also a kind of wisdom understanding how to do it
Yeah
when it becomes easy it's because the mind has understood
အဲ့ကြောင့် momentum ရတယ်ဆိုတော့ skillful မဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့မလွယ်ဘူး
Yeah and he says and you mentioned that this is not the momentum yet but he says to get into momentum is hard if you don't have the skill of keeping it continuous
true တော့ဆောက်ထားတာပဲဒါပေမဲ့ momentum မရဘူးဘာဖြစ်လို့ဆိုတော့မကျွမ်းကျင်လို့
yeah there are people who try very hard to keep mindfulness continuous but never drop into a flow
yeah yeah ဘာတော့တင်းနေတယ်ယူပြီးတော့အမိုင်မမန်းသိတယ်မိုင်မမန်းသိတယ်အဲ့လိုအတိတ်ကြီးတွေအကြောက်သူကကျွမ်းကျင်လာအားထုတ်တာကျွမ်းကျင်လာလေ
ဆို so you know The whole practice is a learning of how to practice, you know, yeah. learning what wrong practice is, learning what right practice is, and tuning it to become more and more skillful at doing right practice. And he says it's very important when you know you're doing something right to recognize that you are doing
yeah.
it right. He says the most important understanding when we practice is the understanding of how to practice skillfully. Yeah.
It's taking a lot of pain and a lot of time. It's pleasant to see that it works.
Na chi bro a chain pay lai ya le.
Da lo thong san ma ni tu tan tan ji lo pay ya.
Yeah, he says everything comes with its price.
There is the hole. You know, when going there in the asphalt there is a hole.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like every time I was going to retreat bong in the same bong. This time it looks like I got the mind got it.
Ti dai tu dai ma cha lo a pao le khan khan na chaw cha lo.
ဒီတစ်ခေါက်တော့စကားနဲ့ဝင်တာဒီအပေါက်ကိုရှောင်လိုက်တယ်တဲ့မနေမိတော့
Okay
so it's pleasant it is actually that keeping continuity it feels like a very need a strong need it's a pleasant or need for the mind it's better to be present
So ပြောရဲ the deep ဆက်ဆက်ဖို့ထားတာဘာလို့လွယ်နေလဲဆိုတော့စိတ်ရဲ့အလိုအပွန်ဖြစ်နေတယ်တဲ့ဟိုခံစားလို့ကောင်းတယ်တဲ့ပစ္စုပန်မှာနေရတာကောင်းတယ်လို့စိတ်ကယူဆတယ်ပိုကောင်းတယ်လို့ယူဆတ
ယ်နားလည်လားဗျာလူစားကဟိုသူက beneficial သိနေပြီ
the mind is understanding the benefit
value သိလာပြ
ီ of being in the present moment
so that's why လိုအပ်လာပြီ yes
so that's why it needs it
Right.
Sees its value.
So it can be also very interesting with curious and investigating things like what is the wind, what is, what does it, what is wrong about unpleasant? Why unpleasant is unpleasant? What is unpleasant?
Mm. You know, all this. I don't like it. That's it.
ပစံဘာလို့လူတွေပုံပစံရှိတာ
He says why do you think rich people are rich?
No, rich people ပစံလူတွေအိမ်မှာပစံရှိတယ
်. There are many conditions.
So let me rephrase that. He wants to say something else. Okay. Why is it people who have money, he said.
They know how to keep that and make it grow probably.
ထားတတ်တယ်သူအမွေးတတ်တယ်.
သူတန်ဖို့တည်တော့ပစံတန်ဖို့တည်တော့ပစံအမြဲရှိအောင်လုပ်တာ
He says it's because we understand the value of money. We always make sure that we have money.
Hello where the reality lo where the dia lo at de so da bo pao ma tu ka de ke a mien tha tha chin na. A mien na si ang chou sa de.
So he said too with the dhamma when we understand that we cannot live without the dhamma then we will do everything in our power to make sure it's always around.
Yeah.
Yeah, ai parama na le ya ma di atomu appreciate lou nai ya tambu na le ya ai na le da po yee chi de
yeah so this kind of wisdoms you know understanding how to practice understanding why the practice is so invaluable in our life why it must always be there
patama asin ma amye yim lo de te ya atok chin sai shi bu ba lo
yeah so we don't need to have very high understanding you know enlightenment and so on understanding the value of this which will bring us there is much more important he says
yeah
because
yeah.
then that will bring us there
အခုကလူတွေကသူကအထုတ်တော့ထုံနေဒါပေမဲ့အထုတ်တော့မိတ်သူ experience တွေပဲလိုက်နေဘယ်လိုဖြစ်ရမလဲဟိုလိုဖြစ်ရမလဲဘယ် experience ကောင်းလဲဘယ်ဟာတရားဘယ်ဟာစားလဲ experience ကိုတရားလို့ထင်တာအထုတ်နေတာတရားလို့မထင
် Yeah he says right now he says people are lost in what they are observing they forget that they are meditating
they forget to appreciate their meditation, the work that this mind is doing. They think that what they experience determines whether they have a good practice, but they forget that practice is what the mind is doing, and they forget to reflect on that and understand it and appreciate it.
American retreat, the balance, I don't define any of my feel.
He says in America, you know, after a few days of practice, everybody is complaining about how many defilements, how much defilements they have in their mind. It's like endless. Everybody is like defilement, defilement, defilement. And then he has to remind them of the value of the practice, that in the moment, the experience is the defilement, but you are practicing. There is awareness too. And they forget there's awareness. All they see is there is defilement. And then he reminds them, there's to appreciate that, that awareness is there. That's the key.
Obviously, a lot of defilements coming and going, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see when this... It's like to learn a lesson. It's like to play and to start to know a little bit, not to be good, but to a little bit make music out of so it comes out some new music, even if simple, but to see when the mind, observing mind, identifies with the defilement, so is in lobha, dosa, or moha, how it's seen awareness, as soon as awareness comes in, how it is seen and how the story can turn, making the object of that mind.
Right, right.
But it took some
pain
time.
And time.
Yeah. last thing before closing here, it was funny to go here now with the sun in the back and seeing the shadow of my body in front. So the first that the mind was saying, oh, look, it's me. And then that was the fight. That was more. That the mind was not